Well, my time with racing, it's 90% all HTs around the track. Some of the race cars use HTs. Some of the race cars in endurance racing use like an XPR or a CDM Motorola-based mobile unit, 35-40-watt units, because they have to be hardwired in. And in endurance racing, you don't have time to swap out batteries or radios on HTs. But, it just depends on the application. What time I spend on the road and what little driving I do, I would prefer to talk on a mobile rig than an HT any day. But I've done it, and if I were to make it a habit, I would probably put a speaker mic on an HT, which I have for my motos because it was part of the package when I got them. And then I would put an antenna adapter on there and slap something up on the vehicle that I could. But, no, I agree. You got to have a mobile rig for the application as it applies. And my desktop radio here has an Astron power supply with one of my XPR 5550Es. That's not properly programmed for my node, but that radio fortunately is a 1 watt 40 watt, and my node is only like 5 feet away from the radio. If I key that thing up and I forget to turn the power down, my node will melt right on my desk. That's not a good thing.